Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
If it come down to it, if it had to be that, then that's what we'll do. But I hope it ain't like those games. I hope it's just a nice one. We get the joy out of Thanksgiving after and go home.
Expect to see Joe Burrow. You know, he's pretty well documented what kind of player he is, and I'm sure he's ready to go. You know, I think everything's on the table. We've done that before. We were probably one of the first teams that started rotating linemen, if you remember. That was kind of unheard of. When did we start? 3, 4, 5 years ago? We did it a few times. So definitely not opposed to doing that. I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play and doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
Winning football. Talking about Lamar Jackson, his practice yesterday with a toe. It's like Herman Munster. Knees, shoulders, and toes and all that stuff. He's had the hammy. He's had the knee. Ankle. Now the toe. Oh, the lower extremities starting to feel the pain of an NFL season, which approaches week 13. He's already missed a couple of games. And we pretty much said that him missing at least a day of practice every week is going to be real.
Yep.
And he missed practice yesterday. Because we've talked about it a bazillion times. Hasn't had that burst since the knee injury, which was suffered against Kansas City. Or the hammy. Can't keep up with him anymore. But either way, he's not explosive for, based on his high expectations or bar that he set. Now he's getting caught. He's not outrunning angles. He's not beating corners, et cetera, et cetera. So he's, you know, now it's the toe.
And who really? I think it's BS.
I mean,
they're walking through. So basically, if they would have practiced, he wouldn't have practiced. That's, you know, because they didn't practice. But I told Nolan, you know, when he came, I said, I think it's kind of BS. The first week was a knee, then ankle, toe. You know, it's some, I think it's just so, it's for Cincinnati, it's for the teams playing them. That, well, it's, you know, otherwise just hit that knee or, you know, type thing. So I think it's kind of all BS. I think he is hurt. I think he is, you know, limited at what he can do. But it's affecting his passing and stuff, too, because he hadn't played well the last three games.
Yeah, quarterback rating is declining with each passing game. Yeah. No pun intended.
Yeah, because like early on, Bob, I mean, like his quarterback rating was a joke. It was so high. You know, and he was completing everything. Now, you know, he's missing balls and everything else. You know, easy touchdown passes. So, yeah, they got to, it's like pulling teeth watching the offense right now.
Yeah, and pulling teeth's not a good thing unless you're the dentist because you're getting paid to do it. If you're the pulley, it's not an awesome thing to undertake for sure. But the Ravens offense, as we've discussed, maybe it's a byproduct. The offensive line's bad. because Derrick Henry's not getting his juice. Keaton Mitchell has been underused all season long. Maybe they'll start to get him back involved. I mean, we're talking about Rashad Bateman, with all due respect to him, like he's Jerry Rice. You know what I mean? He's got 16 catches. Wow, Bateman's absence is having a major impact. He was barely getting the ball when he was playing.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real here. And the tight end room, Isaiah Likely, who was hurt.
Yeah.
Had the foot injury, and he missed a lot of all of training camp, basically, and the preseason. There's just a disconnect going on with the offense. And as we said yesterday, Vinny and Nolan and all our listeners, the offense that showed up the last 3 weeks, and as good as the defense has been, it's still not dominant, but better. That offense, you're not lasting long in January.
No. You know, and there, Bob, if their schedule was what the beginning of the schedule was, they wouldn't be stacking these W's like they are right now because, you know, I mean, look at the quarterbacks they've been playing. You know, they do get Joe Burrow Thursday night, which would be, Bob, I'd blitz the hell out of him. I'd make him move. I'm checking out that toe a bunch is what I'm doing when I'm playing against him.
And they're going to be without T. Higgins, too. I mean, Chase is back, Jamar Chase,
yep.
And he's an explosive guy. But we heard Zay Flowers talking about that in the opening of the show. All these shootouts with the Bengals over the last few years. Fortunately for the Ravens, they wind up winning most of them, even going back to 23. And then last year, Joe Burrow, 9 touchdowns, only 1 pick, and the Bengals lost both of those games, one of them in overtime. So they've been epic shootouts. The games take forever because they're so high scoring and fun to watch.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati winds up losing them. But, hey, it's Joe Burrow for the first time since week 2 for them. National TV, I've got division game. They need to win out, let's be real, which they're not going to do.
Which would only give them 9.
Yeah, but, you know, they've been 9-8, what, 2 years in a row, Mr. Plath. Yep. He'll be charged up and at the very least try to be a pain in the ass to the Ravens. Yeah. If that's all he could accomplish.
You know, I mean, in reality, Bob, I mean, he's had 3 days of practice and they're not practicing this. They're walking through this. You know, so how sharp can he be? That's what's going to be interesting to me is how sharp is he going to be throwing a football? Because he hadn't seen contact since, what, week 2? So that's why I would bring it, you know, and there's only one receiver that you're afraid of now because Higgins is gone. So, you know, get after him and double chase or do whatever you got to do because they don't have a tight end that scares you, any, you know, now.
8:20. Kickoff on Thanksgiving night. Ravens 7-point favorites in this ball game, as they've won, 5 in a row? Now 6-5 on the season. If the playoffs started today, the Ravens would be in, and they would host the Chargers in the first round of said playoff extravaganza. You want to get in your can with your predictions? Because, again, we're on a short week. We're only here today and tomorrow, so we're cramming 5 shows into now basically 2. So we got Vinny's film. We got stats. We got all sorts of things. We got Dirty Dozen, Feeble 5.
Yep.
So we got a lot to get to. Ravens are back at practice today. Last day open to the media. So we'll get an attendance report. Travis Jones didn't practice yesterday. Neither did Kyle Hamilton, among others.
Yeah.
Ankles, I believe.
Yeah. And Bob, like I said, they're not practicing. You know, that's if they would have had practice, they wouldn't have, you know, practiced. So they'll all be there for Thursday. You know, I mean, big boy Travis Jones, I mean, he and Jenkins, they play like 70-some percent. So I don't mind. They need a break. They need a little rest before Thursday.
Monday Night Football last night, San Francisco beat Carolina as they dropped Carolina back to 6-6. It was not a smooth game offensively for either team. Christian McCaffrey's probably won't be even in the offensive player of the year category, but he's been carrying that team for a while. And Brock Purdy, after a nice comeback against the Cardinals, he sucked last night.
Yeah, he's thrown 7 picks this year. You know, I mean, yeah, he threw 3 interceptions last night, and some of them was like, geez, where the hell? Why would you even throw that? You know, I mean, he was bad. Bryce Young threw 2 picks. I mean, it was a tough watch, let's just say that.
It was brutal. Put you to sleep. So he couldn't even stay up for the Terps last night, Nolan. 12:25-ish tip against UNLV. Maryland, they were down 7-8 a couple of times during the course of the game, but they did pull away in the second half to win 74-67. Ferrell Payne had 20-16 in the second half as he comes back from that scary injury suffered against Marquette. Adams, the freshman, he had 15. Miles Rice returned to the lineup for the first time since the Georgetown game. He had 6 of 6 assists, hit a couple of threes. So Maryland wins their 5-1. They get to Gonzaga tonight. 9:30. It's going to be a tough game. Gonzaga, they scored 94 points a game. They're good defensively. They're deep. They beat Alabama by 10. They're out in Vegas. It's the Players Era tournament. So Maryland could possibly play tomorrow at some point in time. But this will be a tall order for Gonzaga that's already beaten some quad one teams, including, as we said, the Crimson Tide last night. We'll talk more about this with Jeff Ehrman from InsideMDSports.com. But a good win nonetheless. Tonight's game more manageable. 9:35 first tip. And it's on True TV.
Nice.
Right after The World's Dumbest Criminals, Part 7000 on True TV. Or what's the Impractical Jokers? So after all of that, you'll get yourself a little college basketball. Speaking of that, we got Towson coming up against Liberty. They're down in Florida in Jimmy's Chocolate Tournament at the ESPN event. So we'll have that for you starting at noon as Towson beat Rhode Island. Liberty beat Vermont, so they play today at noon. We'll keep up to date on that score throughout the course of that proceedings. Taylor Ward, met with the media yesterday, wants to be a team leader. Him and Mountie go back to their days when they were in the same draft class of 2015. We'll get to the Orioles if time permits. So certainly do it a lot in the offseason. But if you want to join us, you can. It's Vinny Hady, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it up to 12.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We're on the fan. Yeah, they want to force them. They weren't forcing them as the defense was dreadful during a stretch in which Lamar wasn't turning the ball over, and they still had a negative turnover differential, but now we're starting to see it slowly but surely. Marlon had the strip fumble on Breece Hall, which for all intents and purposes ended that game. Very Marlon-like.
Yep.
So we're seeing a pulse in that area where they were flatlining for a long, long time.
Yeah, and I think, Bob, a lot of that has to do with the confidence. They got a little cockiness to them now, which rightfully so defensively because they played well. And I think, you know, with the interceptions, although it was a Hail Mary interception, but a lot of them they're getting, Pressure on a quarterback. You know, they're getting more pressure on the quarterback. You know, I mean, they're still ranked 29th in sacks, but they're getting more hits and more pressure. They're bringing more pressure. So the ball's got to come out quicker, you know. But Marlon hadn't done that, Bob, you know, taking the ball out, what was that, 2-3 years ago where he was punching it out all the time? So, yeah, I mean, and that was at a critical time too. So they are creating. And, Bob, it's like, you know, it's like shooting baskets or like scoring goals. You know, all of a sudden that net seems huge. You know, they start they keep coming. You know, where before, Kyle Hamilton dropped, what, two? And, you know, how many did they drop in Cleveland last year? Three.
Or Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So this year, they're holding on to it other than Wiggins. Wiggins would have, you know, had one second play of the game.
Looking at the injury report real quick before we get to the phones. Bateman limited with the ankle. Taven Bryan, who had his moments.
Yeah, he's playing all right.
Did not play with a knee. No Kyle Hamilton. Speaking of him,
yeah.
Ankle. We talked about Lamar with the toe. Travis Jones with the ankle. And Keon Martin didn't play last week with the rib after a strong performance against the Browns. He was limited. So you have two limiteds. Four did not practice. Short week. Ravens are back at it today, I believe, at round one. So we'll have an attendance report before we get out of here at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and I don't know that the media, they even have an open session, Bob, for the media.
Well, Harbs and players meet with the media today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. To me, the biggest thing with Cincy, Bob, is no Higgins, no Hendrickson. You know, I mean, to me, those are two. I mean, just think of the games that the Ravens have played last year. Who's the biggest pain in the ass? Hendrickson. And then Higgins and, you know, those guys were scoring galore, you know, at will. So not having those two guys, I think, is big. So their sacks. Lamar should have time to throw the ball, you know. Let's hope.
How much better can the Ravens offense get in the final six games now of the regular season? Because if it continues at this pace, if they win the division, they will, because they're just better than everybody else in the AFC North, but their playoff stay will not last long. Is there more to the equation for this Ravens O here, given the struggles of the offensive line? Let's go to William in Northeast Baltimore. William, what's up?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Okay. I got 2 points I want to make. First about Terps football, and then the second one I want to talk to Vinny about the Ravens offense. But, Bob, I want to direct the Terps to you. Back around 2001, 2002, my son-in-law played under Ralph Regan. He was on that team with Sean Hill, Denard Wilson, Randy Stark.
Bruce Perry, Steve Suter. I had season tickets at that time. You're in my wheelhouse now, William. So come on.
Oh, yes. That was a lot of fun. And after practice, I would get out on the field, and them guys would throw passes to me, and here I am, 50-year-old guy at the time, running around catching passes with them guys. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Now, my question to you is, what's needed for the Terps to turn around? Do you need to make a coaching change, better recruiting, or do you see any hope in the future for them?
Well, hope, I hope.
Yeah.
I can't give you an absolute answer, William, because I don't know, because Mike Locksley has recruited well enough, where Maryland's had a bunch of guys drafted into the NFL during his tenure as the head coach, but they're not translating into wins. And we can get into he won three straight bowl games, which is a fact, but they're not high-level bowl games. They're not competing for conference championships. The win-loss record versus ranked teams is atrocious. After buys, he's winless. The stadium's half empty by the end of the season. So you tell me, as you were there during the prime Ralph era, when Special K had that place bumping like nobody else did at that time, to the point where they built Tizer Tower because they thought all this money was going to come in with the suites and such. You tell me, do you see any hope other than just trying to do a one-off Indiana or just try to reach what, I don't know, Wisconsin has been over time? I mean, do you want Ohio State, Michigan level competition? that hasn't really happened during our lifetime, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I have no idea what they have to do to turn that program
money.
Around.
I'm just as money.
Lost as everybody else. Money, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But even that changes year after year until the higher bidder comes in.
Uh-huh. Now, my football question, I want to direct at Benny. Don't you think it's time for Todd Monken to catch some heat? Because after all, they really blasted Zach Orr earlier. And it's time for Monken to catch some heat because he's got guys like Tez Walker that catches everything thrown to him, but they don't get the ball to him. Keaton Mitchell, who averages 8 or 9 yards a carry if he's on a roll, he only had two touches in the game. This is ridiculous. And I want to get to the offensive line. Who, Vinny, is on a practice squad or Bag and Groceries or wherever that you think could come up and get on that offensive line because it can't be worse than what it is now? And I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I if it was up to me, and it sounds like Harb's talked about that they're willing to rotate, and it sounds like it's Emory Jones Jr.
Because they were one of the pioneers of rotating offensive line.
Yeah, I think. Wasn't sure it the Cowboys, Bob? Remember? Because they would send a play in with the guards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't think that far back. But, you know, so I wish that they would give Emory Jones Jr. and Corey Bullock chances to rotate in there. And the only reason I think that they don't let Bullock play guard, because he's the only backup center they have. So if Lindenbaum got hurt, they're not going to miss a
short-sighted view.
No, I agree. It's the same as McCary. It was the same conversation about, we can't start McCary because he's too valuable. And that's kind of
how valuable is he sitting on his ass on the sidelines?
Yeah. And Lindenbaum doesn't get hurt that often either. So Emory Jones Jr., he can't be worried. I mean, the two guards are playing really poor. Voorhees is playing the worst.
Well, we're going to
Falele is a close second. Rosengarten is a close 2A, you know. And Lindenbaum's not far behind either, as bad as he played last week.
So we'll keep the negativity to later in the show.
Yeah.
Vinny's film breakdown of the offense. But when we come back, his film breakdown of the defense. And to William's point, and we've talked about it, hey, Zach Orr was the guy everyone wanted to run out of town. Yep. Next to Mike Elias, he was public enemy number two back in September and October. But all of a sudden, it chatters silence. Vinny's going to break down the film. Then we got the Dirty Dozen. Week 12 ended last night. San Francisco beating Carolina, who are the 12 best teams in the NFL. Ravens were in it last week. Will they be in it this week? And then we got Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, preview the matchup with Cincy. Whip around 11:15, talk a little bit about that Maryland win last night against UNLV. And then notes from the North going to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. It's Thanksgiving week. It's a short week, and we got you covered.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here on the Fan.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Dean Haney, 105.7 The Fan here. Let's turn it up Tuesday, short week. Cramming all the football we possibly can into it since the Ravens play on Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. Ravens won 5 in a row. Last win, 23-10 over the Jets. Fifth straight game in which the Ravens did not give up 20 points, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe six straight since they've won 5 in a row, because the one was against the Rams and they lost that one 17-3. So either way, it's been a turnaround. But how dramatic is said turnaround? Is it more of the Ravens getting it together, getting healthier on defense, or taking advantage of a string of unimpressive offensive teams? Let's get to the film.
Bob, I would say that it's a combination of all. You know, and I think that fundamentally, they're better. Schematically, they're better. They're healthier, and they're playing bad quarterbacks. So I think it's all kind of helped. But what it's done is it's giving them, as a group, a bunch of confidence, you know, in what they're doing. Because you don't see guys out of position. You don't see guys, you know, fundamentally not doing the correct thing. So, I mean, right now, as a team, they're a good team, defensive team right now, if that makes sense, because they're all playing well. I mean, they had a couple missed tackles on Breece Hall. And other than that, you know, it was a pretty solid game, you know, for the defense. And I really like, you know, the rotation up front. Travis Jones and John Jenkins play most of the time, and they're playing really well. And Travis Jones is playing really, really well because he's playing the run well. He's finding the football. He's getting off blocks. You know, he's playing really good foot. This is probably the best football he's played over the last few weeks. You know, and Jenkins, you know, he just space eater. And then the rotation, you know, with Okoye. Okoye is good. When he'll 91, and when he gets in trouble, he gets too high. You know, and he might be looking or whatever, you know, but he's a big, big man. And Tavern Bryan, 58, he's got a little push up the middle and stuff, and he's got a little, and he hustles his ass off. That's what you'll, and Urban doesn't get a ton of snaps. We kind of know Urban. You know who had a pulse this past week? Kyle Van Noy. Last 2 weeks, he's kind of showing up in the backfield. It looks like he's got his legs. You know, they're not dead. He's got a little, you know, explosiveness to the quarterback because he's getting to the quarterback. And I think Mike Green, Bob, he's really coming now because he's playing really good against the run. You know, he's getting off of blocks. He's making some tackles in the run game. Had a nice, he tripped the quarterback, got a sack. But he's showing some stuff. He just seems like he's more advanced, and I'm expecting more and more from him each week. And I think the confidence and stuff has kicked in for him. So that up front group, Ajabo does nothing for me. You know, he's playing run stuff, and if he ever has to rush the passer, you know, it's a stalemate. Draymond Jones has helped a ton for them, you know, because he plays the run well on the outside. He goes inside, rushes the quarterback, and he's gotten a lot of pressures. The two games he's played, you notice 41. So I think he's helped a lot to that defense, and I think it'll be, I can't wait to watch the film. I want to see how the Bengals O-line is, to see the matchups, you know, what they have coming here. I think Roquan, I think, is playing real well, Bob, and I think he played well. Buchanan, he just got good instincts, and he can find the football, too. You know, does he screw up every now and then? Sure. Roquan, he had 11 tackles. He was all over the field. But the key to this whole defense, well, the secondary is playing good. Marlon's playing good on the outside and then comes out on the inside. Awuzie showed his lack of deep speed in the game Sunday. I saw the catch-up speed. No. Gilman was probably, that might have been like his worst game.
He was missing tackles.
Yes, well, yeah, man. Yeah. But Nate Wiggins, I thought Wiggins had a good game. I thought his coverage stuff was good. He dropped the interception. Otherwise, he was pretty solid. Kyle Hamilton's a stud. Kyle makes plays all over the field. And if he's not playing Thursday night, I think that's a huge loss for them. Because he makes plays in the run game. He makes plays in the pass game. He's just a dominant football. And if he can stay healthy the rest of the season and continue to play as is, he'll be in the conversation for defensive player of the year, I think. And Malachi Starks, I think Malachi, you don't notice him either way, really. So I guess that's a good thing. I think the guy who's ready to take a jump is TJ Tampa. He's making most of the tackles on special teams, and he's flying down there. Played two plays on defense, had an interception. And normally when a guy is playing really well on teams, he's ready to play, on that side of the ball, which in this one would be the defensive side of the ball. He's ready to get some play time. But overall, I think the defense is playing really well. And I think a lot of it is that Hamilton is playing so well. They're getting pressure on the quarterback, And like I said, Vannoy's showing up. And so is Draymond Jones. And so is Mike Green. So I think that pressure is coming. So they just need to continue to keep doing what they're doing and keep stacking what they're stacking and just stay healthy. That's the whole thing.
Mike Green, 2.5 sacks, 5.5 from the 8 that we had predicted prior to the season with 6 games left.
Yeah, he needs to go on a run, Bob. I mean, if he could get to 5 or 6, I think that would be...
He had 0 sacks for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, Vannoy doesn't have many either.
No. The Ravens as a team, they're one of the bottom feeders.
Yes. These two teams playing Thursday night are...
But they're getting their QB hits in.
They are. And which...
Almost 30 the last 3 games.
Bob, in your thing is... It's like a boxing match. Jabs,
Body blow.
Yep.
Body blow. Wear them down. All right, let's get out to the phones. 435-83-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Happy holidays, fellas.
Same to
you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say this. If they had my guy from Arbutus that was running the defense, the Ravens would probably have about 8 or 9 wins
and
right
Schwartzy.
Now.
And Schwartzy.
Yeah, man. I still, for the life of me, I still don't understand why. I think he may have worked for the Ravens back in the day when they first came here. Man, the fact that the Ravens hasn't considered him, he's a Baltimore's Baltimore guy.
What's funny, Ray, is yesterday I was listening to Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller on NFL radio, and they were talking about Schwartzy, and they were saying that, listen, this is a guy that has done a phenomenal job. He's been a head coach before. Why is he not under consideration for some of these head coaching jobs?
Yeah, you don't even hear his name.
That's what they were saying.
It's crazy, man. But hopefully you guys in tomorrow because I'm going to get my prediction with that.
Yeah,
but
I
do have to ask Vinny a college football question, man, because college football is my sweet spot, man. Like, I love college football. So how important is it this week? Two questions I'm going to ask you, Vinny, as I hang up the phone. Number one, have you ever seen anything like a quote-unquote decision part two that you're going to see with Lane Kiffin on Saturday or Friday? And two, how important it is for Ryan Day, because you're affiliated with Michigan, Michigan football, Michigan University of Michigan, period. What is the temperature? Because I know you got people up there. What is the temperature of Ann Arbor this week, and how important it is? Even though Ryan Day has the best team, they spent $30 million on the transfer portal in recruiting. How important it is for Ryan Day to shake the John Cooper stigma, and if he takes a loss to Bryce Underwood and Sherrone Moore in Michigan, what would that be in Columbus as far as that mindset and that mood. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Well, we saw it last year. Last year, they wanted to fire him, you know, when they lost to Michigan. But then they came back and won the national championship.
Yeah. Then they didn't want to fire him so much. Right. And they're big favorites, by the way, this Saturday at Ann Arbor.
And then the Lane Kiffin thing, Bob, I lived it. I lived through that one with Lou Holtz at Minnesota when he was, you know, I mean, he was rumored to be going to Notre Dame. It was the whole year long, you know. So it was very interesting. It really didn't affect the players that much, you know, because it was talked about so much, and Lane's always talked about. So I'm sure those players, you know, heard it before.
But you talk about a guy that's rehabilitated his image.
Oh, big time.
I mean, with the Raiders, Ral Davis famously basically called him a liar and a hack. Yeah. And then him and Saban were together at Alabama, and Saban screaming at him on the sidelines and all that good stuff. And here he is, the most sought-after coach we've seen in maybe 5 years for two schools, LSU or Florida. Or does he choose to stay at Ole Miss?
Yeah. Sounds like, LSU's offered him, what, $100 million, $25 million for NIL money and everything else. Who knows? I guess we'll find out on Saturday. But, Bob, he seems, it's kind of like he's become likable, you know, before, you know, like
kind of a douche.
Yeah. Tennessee, SC. He was an immature little brat.
Yeah, and he was always looking for the next big thing. I mean, he got fired. Pat Hayden, I believe, whacked him at USC when they were in a tarmac at the airport. We'll come back, however. Now Lane Kiffin about to make $1 billion. We're going to have the Dirty Dozen. Who are the 12 best teams in the NFL after last night's completion of Week 12 with San Francisco beating Carolina? Workmanlike, I guess. Well, not like great of a game. Kevin Allstrike, early USA Today, 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens and Bengals. Whip around 11:15. Talk Maryland, UNLV. And then Notes from the North, Will Graves, AP, talk about Steelers. Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. And then Daniel Oye Fusi, Baltimore guy, talk about the Browns.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen, the 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We'll come back. Top of the hour, Kevin Allstrike, got the whip around, talk about Maryland, UNLV. We got Notes from the North. But last night, Monday Night Football, San Francisco handled their business at home against Carolina. I did not know that was Christian McCaffrey's first game against the Carolina Panthers since they traded him. It's funny how time just flies by like that. But either way, I'm guessing they're going to be mentioned at some point today. Let's do it, Vinny, heading into Week 13, which starts tomorrow. Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's go back to Week 12. One was the Rams, two Indy, three Philly, four New England, five Denver, six Seattle, seven Buffalo, eight Chicago, nine San Fran, 10 Tampa, 11 Baltimore, 12 Chargers. Coming in at number 12, 6-5 Houston. They beat Buffalo 23-19. They got a big game at Indy. That is going to be a big game at Indy. I mean, their defense, Bob, home, away, their defense travels. They can get to the quarterback.
They were very physical against the Bills last Thursday.
Yes, they were. And it was with, they what have they won? Three without, with the backup quarterback. So when, you know, Stroud comes back, that should help them. We'll see. Coming in at 11, 7-4 Detroit. They beat the Giants 34-27 in overtime. They're hosting Green Bay Thursday. That was like, I don't know if they were looking past the Giants or what, but they got down, you know, and then they had to fight back, come back to win it. Gibbs was unbelievable, you know, with what, almost 300 total yards.
Yeah, got the Giants defensive coordinator fired too.
Yeah. Come back. Yeah, so Detroit comes in at 11-10, 7-4 Chargers. They were on bye. They host Vegas, so they're going to be 8-4. But their offensive line is beat up too. That's their problem. They you know, their quarterback gets hit as much as anybody. I'm guessing maybe, I haven't seen anything. Is Hampton due back yet? You know, which
got to be trending in a positive direction because he's been out for a few weeks. And we had lights out Sean Merriman, former Charger, on last week. And to your point, Vinny talked about Slater got hurt right after signing his deal.
Yeah.
And then Joe Alt, who they moved, he's now out for the season.
Yeah, so they're on their third left tackle, which is not a good thing when you got a franchise quarterback. Coming in at 9, 7-3-1, the Packers. They took it to the Vikings pretty good, 23-6. They're at Detroit Thursday, which is going to be an interesting game. I mean, a lot of times to me with the Packers, it's like, which team's showing up? Which love is showing up? That seems to be the issue. You know, because when they played Carolina, they were horrible. And, you know, so which team is going to show up? But, well, I guess we're going to find out Thursday. Same with Detroit. I mean, if they were looking for, because Detroit stunk Sunday. So we'll see. Coming in at 8. 8-4 San Fran. Beat Carolina last night, 20-9. They're at Cleveland, which is going to be a, I think it's going to be a tough game because it sounds like the weather's taking a turn, Bob, for the worst. Because Wednesday here, it's going to be 70 and sunny.
Where?
Here.
What?
Yeah.
In Baltimore?
Yes. Thursday.
I did not know that.
Thursday for the game, it's going to be like in the 20s and blowing wind and everything else.
Ah.
So I'm guessing holidays. Cleveland will be kind of ugly this week. But San Fran, you know, they got Purdy back. But Purdy's been, you know, he threw three picks last night. Yeah. And their defense is not good because they lost their best players. So they're an 8-4 team that they just outcoach people. They just outcoach people. Give it to McCaffrey. Coming in at 7, 8-3 Chicago. Beat Pittsburgh 31-28. They're at Philly on Friday. We're going to find out a lot about the Bears, I think, on Friday.
And the Eagles.
Yes. Because the Bears hadn't lost since the Ravens beat them, and I wasn't impressed with the Bears when the Ravens played them.
Mm-mm.
Coming in at 6, 8-3 Indy. They lost at KC 23-20 in overtime. They're hosting Houston. Now, you know, the big thing with them is, well, they're 6-0 at home.
Undefeated.
Yeah. But on the road, Taylor and Kansas City just says, Taylor, you're not going to beat us. And he didn't.
Steelers did it too. At home, though, he's unstoppable.
Yeah. And that's what they've got to be because, you know, Danny Dimes got exposed a little bit in that Kansas City game. Coming in at 5, 8-3 Philly. Lost at Dallas 24-21. Like I said, they're hosting Chicago Friday. I mean, Bob, this is kind of like 2 years ago when they were 10-1, had all those problems with the offense, and then they lost all those games and fired people and everything. Kind of feels like that a little bit. Barkley, their O-line's beat up. Barkley struck. I mean, the two best runners last year, 2000 and 1900, are nowhere near that. Barkley and yeah.
And they've both had some fumble problems at inopportune times.
Yes, they have. Coming in at 4, I like this team. 8-3 Seattle. They won at Tennessee 30-24, but they were ahead like 23-3. And they're hosting the Vikings with, Bob, it may be a walk-on quarterback. An undrafted free agent quarterback may be starting.
Yeah, because Max Brosmer.
Yes.
Would be the guy because J.J. McCarthy's in concussion protocol.
So I think the Vikings are, you know, I think when the Ravens beat them, kind of heading south after that. Coming in at 3, 9-2 Denver. They're on bye. They're at Washington. I guess is Jaden Daniels back? I guess we'll find out. You know, but that defense will travel. Coming in at 2, 10-2 New England. They won at Cincy 26-20. They play the Giants Monday night. They host the Giants Monday night. Ooh. So that'll be, they'll be 11-2. And then number one, I think the Rams, 9-2, I think they're the best team by far in the league. They beat Tampa 34-7. They're the most complete team, offense, defense, the whole thing. They're at Carolina. So in summary, Rams 1, 2 New England, 3 Denver, 4 Seattle, 5 Philly, 6 Indy, 7 Chicago, 8 San Fran, 9 Green Bay, 10 Chargers, 11 Detroit, 12 Houston. So, you know, Tampa got dropped out. Buffalo got dropped out. Baltimore got dropped out.
Yeah, so, you conniffed the Ravens.
I had to with that offense.
Yeah.
It just...
You had to put in two teams that beat them, too, in Houston and Detroit. By the way, beat them in Baltimore. No doubt about it. We'll come back. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. Ravens with a short week. 7-point favorites against Cincy, but Joe Burrow is back. Maryland wins last night late out in Vegas. Late for us, anyway. We'll talk about that with Jeff Ehrman, but we'll give you some of the highlights during the whip around and talk about the other sports news of your Monday. And then notes from the North. We're going to Will Graves in Pittsburgh, Richard Skinner in Cincinnati, and Daniel Oyefusi from ESPN talking about them Brownies.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.